Yes, I began to play in regional tournaments, and we had a Mid-Atlantic tournament each year that rotated between different sites. And they were all segregated until we played in West Virginia in 1960. We played in a park called Ogilvie Park in Wheeling, West Virginia. So we stayed in cabins on the park. It was really kind of a nice environment. And the first thing that tennis players did whenever they showed up at a tournament was to look at the draw sheets to see if you were seeded, if you were expected to do well, and whom you might be playing. I was in the 15 and under division then. Now it's a 16 and under. I changed that late years later. Arthur was in the 18 and under division, and so they had him seeded number one, and it said Richmond, Virginia. And I looked at the draw sheet, and I had a friend who was playing in the 18 division that I thought would be the number one seed. And so I went to a tournament director, and the tournament director is a guy named Bill Reardon, and he more or less ran the Mid-Atlantic tennis circuit. I said, "Mr. Reardon, I think you've made a mistake on this 18 and under draw, because there's a boy named Arthur Ashe, and you say he's from Richmond." And I said, "I've been playing tennis in Richmond for 5 years. There is no such person as Arthur Ashe playing tennis in Richmond. I certainly would have met him." And he said, "Would you like to meet Arthur Ashe?" And I said, "Certainly." So we went around the corner of his office, and there was a lunchroom, and Arthur was sitting down reading a book. And he said, "Tom, I want you to meet Arthur Ashe Jr. He's a fellow Richmonder." And to tell you the truth, my heart sank. It was the first time I understood in human terms what segregation was about. I was embarrassed that I didn't know him, particularly, and I'm in West Virginia, and if I'd have been living in West Virginia and he had too, I'm sure I'd have known him. But Mr. Reardon kind of knew how I felt. And Arthur could kind of tell a little bit of distress on my face. And he said, "Oh, I'm so glad to meet you. I've read about you in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And my father cuts grass for a man up the street from where you live. I've been by your house." And of course, that made me feel even worse, because the Richmond Times-Dispatch didn't cover Arthur Ashe. And he said, "If you haven't had lunch, would you join me?" And I said, "Sure."